The budget director for Hillsborough County said today that the county is looking at a $100 million plus deficit next fiscal year. Eric Johnson said that based on lower property tax rolls, the county had been anticipating a 6.5% reduction in revenues later this year. But he said more recent economic news has virtually doubled that reduction to 13%.
So the challenge has gotten sharper. And what we're now looking at in the two major operating funds, the general funds, is a shortfall from the current year revenue of $94 million in terms of property tax revenue. If we include the library district, it's a $100 million reduction from this year.
And Johnson said that economic projections indicate that the county will not see 5% growth in property taxes for at least the next 5 years. He said community investment and gas taxes are down this year, but the communications tax is up. However, the tourist tax has received the sharpest decline this year.
Thank God we had the Super Bowl, because even with the Super Bowl right now, we're anticipating that tourist taxes will come in 18% below budget. That's about $4.5 million below budget.
Johnson says that some objectives that the county had set forward in their strategic plan need to be revisited because of the continuing economic slump, such as with the fire department.
The fire chief is very concerned about the response time standard that is reflected in various objectives in our strategic plan to be achieved by fiscal 15. To achieve those response times in the urban area, the suburban area, the rural area, and as well as the ALS response would require significant investment in new stations and new staff. It doesn't appear we're going to have the cash to do that.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said that the economic crisis means the county must rethink how they do business.
But there must be a way. I know we are doing it now, but I just want to urge you, to continue to urge you, that we put as much information out before the public as we can, so that every citizen has an opportunity to scrutinize every penny that we spend and offer suggestions on how perhaps we can save money or do better. Just like we're trying to conserve water, we need to be conserving the public tax dollar.
But both Sharp and Commissioner Jim Norman said they were excited that once the recession ends, the county will resist temptation to spend a lot of money, unlike other parts of the state. That's because the county has already approved a cap on growth at 3%.
Our counties in Florida will go into a spending spree, I guarantee you. And with our cap there, we got that maximum 3% growth. And so what will happen is the businesses and property owners and whatever will get that benefit of an economic recovery without county government exploding in growth and taking that money back, and we'll be returning it back to them in their pockets.